I'm kind of jealous. I wish I got a high five before I walked over here. Well, today is Pentecost Sunday. It's a very significant day in the life of the church, and occurs 50 days after the Jewish Passover. The Passover was a harvest celebration focused on remembering the past, when Israel was enslaved to Egypt. And through God's redemptive power, they have been set free to be a blessing to other nations. Pentecost Sunday marks when the Spirit was sent out to dwell in the world, birthing the church. In other words, freeing the church to be a blessing to other nations. Previously, the Holy Spirit only came to the prophets and leaders at significant times in the life of the church. Well, with Pentecost, the Holy Spirit was available to everyone, and the Spirit testifies to the good news that we have in Jesus Christ. He has conquered death and invites us into a loving community with our Creator. Well, Pastor Steve shared last week that faith that was started with Abraham, the faith that flows through us, also unites us as one community. The Father, Son, and Holy Spirit dwell among us, creating community, bringing the continued redemption of all creation until God's kingdom is present on earth as it is in heaven, just as we pray every week. He concluded by saying, "The Holy Spirit who lives in each of us calls every person to be the fruit of love, bringing healing and hope to a world in suffering." Well, I am a hunter. I love to spend time in the woods, the desert, the mountains, almost any time, in any place, outdoors. My family will quickly share with you that our walls, the taxidermy on our walls, testify to my love of hunting. At one point, when our youngest daughter approached me and she said, "Dad, this is great. This is way better than going to Cabela's because we can reach out and pet these animals," I thought that was pretty cool. All my accomplishments and all my trophies were hanging on the walls for everyone to see, especially my family. Well, Candy and I were blessed to have three amazing daughters, and their idea of love was quite distinct from mine. As our children grew, I found out that most women have a whole different perspective on love than I do as a son, a father, and a husband. Their love is really other-focused. It reaches out and cares for those around them. And my love was really center-focused. I was looking at all my trophies, my career, and my accomplishments. Well, as a church administrator here at Grace, I get to deal with facts, figures, repairs, all bottom-line stuff that helps Grace function on a day-to-day basis. And the biggest part of my job is to help the staff focus on what they do best, and that is participate with the Holy Spirit, building the kingdom, or building the community here at Grace Lutheran Church. Each day, I get to ask myself, how are we doing? Are we successfully impacting others in our community? How about, do people outside of Grace recognize that there's something different going on? Well, this passage in Galatians resonates with me because it is seeking to answer similar questions. Specifically, what is the Christian benchmark? And what does a life lived in the Spirit look like? Well, as we reflect on the reading from Galatians 5, we can feel the tension that Paul holds for the church in Galatia. He's got disappointment and hope all mixed together. After leaving the new church, Paul discovered the believers were not living a life exemplified by the Spirit. The church was fighting internally and dividing into different camps. Circumcision versus non-circumcision. Male versus female. Slave versus free. What was in the gospel? Paul tells the church, in Galatians 5, 19 and 20. You're caught in idolatry, hatred, discord, jealousy, fits of rage, selfish ambition, dissension, envy, and the list goes on. I don't know about you, but I think that's pretty harsh. Paul doesn't pull any punches. And I start to wonder, Paul, what are you trying to do here? You can hear the depth of frustration in this letter. Paul is very disappointed, but he doesn't make this statement to hurt the church. In fact, he cares deeply and wants the believers to change their ways. Well, Paul recognizes that the Galatian church has lost their spirit-filled identity markers. Their talk is cheap. The real litmus test of a Jesus is alive, vibrant Christian community is love and action towards others. In Galatians 5:22, Paul begins with a Greek conjunction, de, or but. He is ready to turn the table here. He wants to share his incredible hope and depth of love for the Galatian church. He wants to see a spirit-filled community. He continues, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. That's a huge contrast. Living in the life of the Spirit is marked by the fruit of love. We are taught love is patient, it is kind, it is unfailing. It does not envy. Love does not rejoice in evil. It rejoices in truth. Love is not self-focused. It is other-focused, just as my family continues to demonstrate to me. It is an other-focused love that the new believers are supposed to be showing to the rest of their community. Actions matter greatly to all. He set the Christian qualifiers for the Galatian believers and for us as well. Love is the Christian benchmark. Paul was adamant that love is manifest through joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Those around us should see the fruit of love through our actions. And what do these benchmarks look like? Well, here's how I understand Paul. Joy is abundant. It is a laugh, a smile, a hug. It radiates God's love when everything is going well, when life pummels us into the ground. Peace is lasting. It rests in God's assurance and lays aside worry. It does not let doubts overwhelm us when we face troubles or trials. Patience is extreme. It waits on an answer from others, from God, no matter how much time it takes. It means we need to understand where others are at in their life and accept them where they are. Kindness is love in action to those who speak negatively and are filled with malice. It reaches out to those who are hurting with a soothing touch. Goodness abhors evil. It chooses honesty over dishonesty, humility over pride and arrogance. It reaches out to those and treats people as God intended. It is generosity to those in need. Faithfulness is eternal. It is songs of praise over taunts of anger. It is hands and voices that pray over hands and voices that hurt. It is a kind word and empathetic listen. Self-control is lasting. It causes us to relinquish control of our tongue. The work of desire is for God's word and not our own. It understands that we cannot take our position of power and impose that on those around us. Now, these are the Christian benchmarks that we have been leading towards throughout our entire Easter sermon series. As Pastor Steve shared, Faith unites us into one community. But love is what we share when we have everything and nothing at all. My wife and daughters are incredible at showing God's love through the Holy Spirit to everyone around them. Our oldest daughter, Casey, is a kind and gentle mother to three very rambunctious young boys. Kendra is incredibly generous to anybody that she meets. Courtney was born to lead people to a greater goodness. And Katie, she is my rock who shows me unfailing love that encompasses all aspects of the Spirit. Am I just a proud father and husband? You bet I am. Is my family perfect? Come over to my house and you'll see there's not a chance. But the women in my life have grasped the greatest example, and that is Jesus. Their love is other-focused. They understand actions matter and live a life in the Spirit, one that demonstrates the fruit of love. As a church administrator here at Grace, I am privileged to see the difference we make every day in God's kingdom. Our actions show that Grace is answering the call to live a life in the Spirit, here in the heart of Andover and beyond. The church exhibits the fruit of love, bringing hope and healing to a community through many things like pastoral care, family promise, family table, graceful seniors, quilters, personal ministry. And there's many, many other ministries that are going on here at Grace. Look at what just took place with the team that went to Haiti. To me, it's amazing that Grace has sponsored a second group of people who are called to share the fruit of love in action, bringing hope and healing to a whole different culture. Not only are we making a local impact, we are making a global impact. And since coming to Grace, I have witnessed firsthand a community that exemplifies a life lived in the Spirit. And I can tell you, I am really proud of being part of this community. I want to ask you to please stand and pray with me. Gracious God, we thank you for the continued opportunity to participate with the Holy Spirit, bring the kingdom of heaven here and now at Round Lake and Bunker, in our communities and with our families. Thank you for calling us to openly demonstrate a life lived in the Spirit, displaying the Christian benchmarks, actively bringing the fruit of love to all of your creation. May we continue to be an other-focused blessing to the heart of Andover and beyond.